Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Pakistan slipped to 33 for 4, but twin centuries from Asad Shafiq and Yunis Khan rescued them on the opening day of the second test against South Africa in Cape Town. They closed on 253 for 5. With the new ball early on, South Africa were dominant, having won the toss and decided to field. But Shafiq and Yunis resisted to the tune of a 219-run fifth wicket partnership. Yunis made 111, dismissed shortly before stumps by Vernon Philander, while Shafiq will resume tomorrow on the same score alongside Sarfraz Ahmed. Yunis was Philander's second wicket, a tally matched by Morney Morkel, while Del Steyn struck once to remove Mohammad Hafeez. England and Yorkshire all-rounder Tim Bresnan has undergone a successful minor operation on his right elbow to remove extra bone and scar tissue. He'll now begin a rehabilitation programme that could last up to 8 weeks ahead of a return to action in the early part of the summer. Bresnan, who's played 18 tests, 69 one-day internationals and 25 2020 internationals for England, missed out on England's tour of New Zealand in order to have the operation. Angelo Matthews has been named as Sri Lanka's new Test and One-Day International captain, with Dinesh Chandimal taking over as 2020 skipper. Matthews has already been leading the one-day side, but following Mahela Jayawardena's decision to step down as Test captain, he becomes their fourth captain in the last 3 years, after Kumar Sangakkara, Tilakaratne Dilshan and, of course, Jayawardena. As well as taking over the 2020 captaincy, 22-year-old Chandimal will act as Matthews' vice-captain in both Test and ODI cricket, while experienced fast bowler Lassie Malinga is the new 2020 vice-captain. Matthews, Chandimal and Malinga have been installed in their new roles until the end of the Pakistan tour early next year, which is scheduled to end in January. Cricket Ireland have named a list of 17 players who have been awarded contracts for the 2013 season, with Max Sorensen among those being rewarded. After an impressive 2012 season, Sorensen has been awarded an A-grade contract along with Trent Johnston, John Mooney, Alex Kuschak and Kevin O'Brien.